Out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fading smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the lie. Don't give in without a fight.
Knife, you better tune in or run for your life. Cut will fucking kill you, and your next of kin will bust a gap in you if you don't listen in. AMV's interviews, Gullah's on the phone. You think you're hardcore, but you just go home. Raped with metal penises and corn. You're gonna wish that you were never born. You think you'll compete, but you will just lose. Coop tangles leave you battered and bruised. So shut the fuck up and listen to me, ho. It's now the time for RDS Radio.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Hey, welcome
about
to
my vibes.
Another edition of RDS just, Radio.
An advertised one.
Yes.
Yeah.
If this is the first time you are tuning in to RDS Radio, it's an AMV show, and
yeah, should I
do stuff.
Something...
We kind of hug each other.
Should I put something on the form about this not being a family friendly?
No, it's not. It really isn't. Or you can,
yeah, and,
but...
next week I will, but one big thing everybody needs to understand is this show is not endorsed by animemusicvideos.org whatsoever. So if we say something that offends you, which is pretty likely, don't go crying to Fade or anything. He's gonna
fun
be
of
like,
me.
Don't. It's like, hey, you shouldn't allow this to happen, because he's gonna be like, sorry.
Sorry, I can't do anything about it. It's not on
yeah,
my server.
This is not endorsed at all, so it's completely independent. But yeah, it's all fun right. Anyway.
Well, anyways, hi, it's me. I'm Coop.
I'm Atom X.
Atom X, and our always faithful recorder P Wolf is here.
Yep.
Hey, give us
a
waffle.
Little waffleisms.
Give us a waffleism. Come on.
What the fuck's a waffleism?
I don't know. Dude, you said you're gonna give out waffleism.
Right, yeah, one of your little special things.
Gotcha. Anyways.
I forget it, man. You'll think of something.
Oh, Ego Minis. Gotcha.
Okay. And we also have our in studio guest for tonight, all the way from California. He traveled miles and miles just to be on this show in Chicago.
Just to be on the show.
Yeah, just to be on the show. He could have done it online, but he said, no, I gotta fly over here. We have Sue Barunker.
Yeah.
Football!
You're going to have to talk into
the mic.
Hey, this is New Barunker.
New Barunker. And yeah, it's a pleasure to have him here. Sure, we're going to grope him at some point. Well, I will, because I'm the only one beside him.
I'm beside you in the
well,
spirit.
In spirit. You're always beside me.
I'm inside you.
So if you guys happen to not know who Sue Barunker is, he made, you know, great videos like
football.
That's all he really made, actually. You made nothing else. So don't worry about it. Just go watch football.
Yeah, nothing else good.
2005's Creator of the Year. Wow.
Yeah.
What's that like,
yeah,
man?
What is that like? Did you feel like tingly inside when you read that?
What is it like to be a big sellout? That's what I want to know.
Oh,
no.
Man,
I am not that much of a sellout compared to like Scott or anything.
P-Wolf.
P-Wolf's got special edition videos.
That was a burn.
It was horrible.
How does it feel to lose all credibility as a creative person when you win Creator of the Year?
What are you talking about?
No, I mean, when you win an award like that, you know, you're all of a sudden, you got all these expectations. I mean, like, look at Jay. I mean, he won, you know, like every award imaginable, except for Creator of the Year, but I mean, still for, like, Euphoria, and after that, he's never been able to bounce back.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. No good anymore. Just a has
no
been.
Good. Has
no,
been.
Like,
has
been.
Time.
He made Soul Glow right after it, and that was
true.
Really good. That was better than football.
I don't
That's
think
true.
So. But anyways,
Yeah, Kevin's going to be on the show tonight and helping
us
out
on some videos that we downloaded for the week, which he hasn't seen. I'll probably show it to him during the show.
Right, during the breaks.
Or
yeah.
Something. Yeah.
But if we, if anybody wants to call in, if they have any questions
for
Mr.
Kevin.
Creator of the Year,
Mr. Creator of the Year. He's actually wearing a belt right now. It says Creator of the Year.
Oh, I figured it'd be like a hat.
No, it's not a hat. It's kind of like the wrestling belt.
Oh, okay.
It's like over his shoulder.
Is he like over his shoulder? Like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm the ultimate warrior.
Ultimate warrior.
It's like made out of an old vinyl tarp, and I sharpied in all the lettering and everything. All
right.
I don't wear pants, man. Sorry.
He doesn't
That's
want anybody
fine.
To be... He doesn't want any questions about, you know, whether or not he might be. He's like, no, just look at the belt, man.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, we got quite a few videos that we reviewed for the week, and... are we going to start this out with the classic or the indie, or just regular ones?
Let's just do regular ones.
Alright, I'll let you start off with the first video, whichever one.
Hang on, let me pull up my little list here. All right,
why don't
I've
you start
got...
out with your your pick of them for the week?
My personal pick of the week. I don't know if Jay's gonna agree with me on this one. There were a few videos this week that I really liked a lot, but one that I guess impressed me the most was Brain Carnival's new Circle of Life video. Now, I'm not gonna say this is a perfect video, but I ended up being very surprised and liking it quite a bit. It's a video he made using Kimba the White Lion, and he did it to the song Circle of Life, which is obviously from The Lion King. And if you know a bit about your quote-unquote anime history, when the movie The Lion King came out, a lot of people in the anime community, you know, immediately kind of jumped on it saying, dude, this is a complete ripoff of... well, for one, basically, they took the, you know, the premise of, you know, Hamlet and mixed, and what most people were saying was mixing it with Kimba the White Lion and glitzing up with, you know, Disney-esque features. And but he ended up, Brain Carnival ended up, you know, kind of mixing the two together. And for one, it shows you how much, you know, the two sources are very similar. But he ended up also making a very good, you know, effective drama video and a very good, you know, profile video of the anime itself. It's almost ends up being like a trailer for the anime in a way.
When I was watching this, it was exactly that. I thought it was actually a Disney movie. I'm like, what is this? And yeah. Then I looked at the eyes of the lion. I'm like, oh wait, that's anime. But it's kind of, I mean, I like the video. It's a good video. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up, but I'm not gonna go into as much detail as Brad did, because, I mean, it was good but not amazing to me. If I were to pick the best video of the week from the AMV announcements, this probably wouldn't be it, but it'd be pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, absolutely amazing. Oh my God, I'm gonna, you know, come to my pants. But
yeah, you're not
I mean,
come.
No, not quite.
Well, but maybe, but Eric Hutchinson.
What?
Just kidding.
No, but it was I was very impressed. Big thumbs up for me.
All right, so that's cool. So yeah, you get
go download it.
Yeah, it's worth the download. So mm-hmm. If you're, I don't know, wanting to see some Simba video, go ahead. It's a good video.
Kimba.
Or whatever. Kimba, it's whatever, man. All right, I'm gonna stop this video. Anyways,
all right, well, do you have a pick for your video?
I really don't have one. That's the thing.
Really?
I mean, there, all the videos we watched this week, I was hoping to find something really bad so I could just bash the hell out of it, but I couldn't find one. I mean, I was looking for the most horrible, like, opening, but I couldn't see anything, and so I ended up picking a bunch of, I guess...
Well, then you obviously didn't download every video that came
out.
No,
I tried, man. Well, I tried all the ones in the AMV announcements. None of them were really horrendously bad that I would just go run up and, you know, kill myself. Maybe trifles, but we're gonna get to that.
Yeah.
But that didn't make me want to kill myself. Something else, but whatever. Yeah, I guess we could go ahead and talk about Trifles' video.
Yeah, can we get him on? Also?
I guess we can get him on. He should be on. Hopefully. I mean, he usually calls me.
David.
Ah, damn it, he's not on. Well, if he's listening, he'll get on. But anyway, we're going to talk about his video. Yeah, if you guys, for some reason, have been living under a rock and haven't downloaded this video, it's called Lollipop. I'm going to go show this to Subarunker right now.
I've totally already seen this.
Oh, you've already seen it? All right, well, I guess you have an opinion about this, too. And if you guys haven't... Oh, my God. If you guys haven't seen it or have no idea what it's about, I think the title should say it all.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
Shut up, Brad. That's an inside joke, actually, but no one knows that one.
Grace knows it. That's about it.
Yeah, Grace knows it. And anyways, I don't know what to say about this video. You have anything to say, Brad?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Go ahead.
Well, okay. Of all the videos I downloaded this week, this is the one that I ended up watching by far the most. Well, I mean, for one, it's really short and sweet, so it's really easy to watch. And two, the song is so ridiculously catchy. I'm like, sitting here, just kind of, like, humming it. It's like, God damn, I gotta watch that fucking video again. but...
No, you weren't watching for the song. I know you turned that down and you just looked at that girl.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
Bastard.
I was sitting here beating off to Stephanie from Lazy Town. which I've never... I
didn't even know about that show.
I kind of want to watch it now, just because...
just for that.
No, I mean, like, what can this show be about?
What else can she wear?
what can the show be about? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, it's got these really weird, kind of bizarre-looking puppets, and then these really catchy pop songs, and this really, you know, short, lowly pink hair girl, and I don't know.
Well, you know what? Why don't we ask the creator himself? I'm calling him up right now, and we'll see what was going through his mind as he was making this amazing video, I guess.
It's not even edited all that well.
Who cares, man? It's all concept and heart. It's... And I think we have him on. I don't know if he...
Yeah, right. It's not edited that well.
Hey, it's Trifle.
It's Yippee. Hey,
David Yip, the mastermind behind Lollipop. So, what exactly was going through your mind when you made this video? Were you, like, looking at the bottle of lotion by your computer and decided, hey, I can do something with that?
Hold on one second.
He has to put his pants back on.
Sorry.
Nice. That's waffleism for you.
Scott, I love your laugh. I have to say that too. Again.
I'm gonna start charging you whenever I laugh. Because you love it so much. Copyright it so everyone
can hear it. I don't know what Trifle's doing.
No, it's a promise that, so I'm in the dorm right now, and there's other people in here, and, Skyping requires me to speak, which can be a little disruptive sometimes. But anyway, okay, so what happened is that, Coder Joe sent me a couple clips of, Lazy Town at one point, right?
Okay.
And, I watched them, and I realized, wow, this is the craziest shit I've probably ever seen in my life. Well, maybe not like that, but it's pretty, close out there. So if you want someone to blame, you can blame him.
Okay. And did you even...
You can go kick him in A-Wall or something.
Did you even question why he had these episodes?
No.
No? And you didn't question yourself while watching these?
It's like, am I a pedophile? I don't know.
You know, I might have, but I can't remember, so we'll say no.
Okay.
So I don't know what happened, but I think something like a few days after that, it just got really bad, and I think it just kind of, you know, I just thought it'd be funny to turn a kid show into something that was completely wrong and would probably land me in jail if that found out.
I think it's that bad, but so yeah, I gotta wonder what is behind the censored.
Yes,
thing?
Are you actually gonna have, when's the uncensored version coming out?
Yeah, I gotta know.
It is out.
Is it out?
It's been out. The only problem is that I can't link it on. I cannot link it on the org because I can't link it, which is kind
of
funny.
Because of that one scene. Are you kidding me?
I can't link it because my web server only supports SSL HTTP connections, but I'm too poor to pay for a certificate. And apparently the org checker, the org link checker does not like that. So I can't link it. But if anyone wants it, it's in the chat room.
All right.
But behind the uncensored, you know, it's just Shinji's hand.
I saw that, actually.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm being sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It was funny. It was fun.
It is a good video. I give it a enthusiastic thumbs up.
I'm giving it a thumbs up as well as maybe something else going
on. Yeah, you would.
I don't get it.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. It's got something
I'm
to do with...
I'm going
to
give it a...
Something to do with Street Corner.
One of those.
Street Corner. Kevin,
what did you think of the video?
I mean, like, every year Trifle makes a video that I really, really like, and I'm gonna say this is his best horror video ever. It's better than last year. I only wish he would make a special edition of it.
So you think it's better than Mitternacht?
Yes, I think it's better than... No, I think it's better than Mitternach Special Edition.
No. Come on.
What about the Ultimate Super Special Edition of Awesomeness Edition?
I'm waiting for that.
No, actually, that was
That came out on April 1st, yeah. Hey, wait, Jay, look at the GIF file that TJ just linked in the chat room.
What?
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was... Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
I know. For those of you listening to the recording, TJ just posted an animated GIF of Stephanie saying, fuck me.
God.
Oh, man.
That was horrible.
Good stuff. Bravo, TJ.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. Right, and if you look at one link that Coder Joder posted, that GIF, I think that is actually what started off, is because that show has some of the strangest cuts in there, and if you recontextualize them, they get really nasty. So yeah, I think that was probably what started it all off. You know, I was like, you know, it'd be kind of funny. I'll just take this joke and beat it to death.
Good job.
All pun intended.
Well, you did a good job, Tribal.
Get it, yeah.
All right, well, so, thanks for talking with us, man.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to this winning the theme category at ASN.
Yes,
just,
so do I.
Just so we can watch it during
the awards.
In a huge
screen.
I want to see it during the awards.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, thanks, man.
I don't think he'll get in, but we'll see.
No, he'll make it. All right.
That's a show.
That's a show. All right, see ya.
Yeah, see ya. 16 days.
All right, well, we actually have quite a bit of music to play, so I'm going to go ahead and go with those. The next song we have on the list is from Chameleon, and then the next one after that is Krat song, so here we go.
Little white flower will never wake you. He must have a pretty big penis.
Like, we're talking like 14 inches.
15 or 16 even.
Holy shit, this is out of control.
RDS Radio.
Come shot!
You better fucking believe
it. Put your head back! You got jizzed in your mouth!
Yeah, we're back on. For some reason, that song just totally made my connection goof up, and we had to stop playing it. I'm going to go switch to another song. Sorry, Krat. From Prodigy Muse. So.
No, it's Prodigy. It's a Muse song.
Oh, okay, sorry. It's a Muse song, so here we go. Sorry.
Good work.
I don't know, that was weird. For some reason, that one song that they were playing just...
Where I was sitting, it sounded pretty fine, though.
What?
So,
hey, we're still on.
Take all you need, and I'll compensate your greed with broken hearts. Sell, and I'll sell your we'll
RDS Radio. It doesn't get any more ghetto than this.
And we are back. Hi.
Hey.
Sorry about the little snafu there.
We had some technical difficulties, but...
Sorry.
It's all right.
And,
Decoy did it.
Yeah, it was
Decoy. Yeah, probably.
Well, actually, we kind of had a little musical transition here, I guess.
Yeah, it's...
go ahead, explain it.
Ended up working out. Well, the next video that we're going to talk about is our indie video of the week. You know, we review, like, about maybe, like, 4 or 5 new videos, then a classic video, and an indie video. And the definition of an indie video is something that isn't really new, but is something that we... Like one of us or both of us like a lot and don't really think it's gotten enough recognition. And this week is, last week was a video by Matt Page to a Muse song, which we, it wasn't that song that we just played, but same band. And the one this week is to a Venetian Snare song, which is the one that you heard before, so yeah, kind of works out. Anyways. The video that we're going to talk about is called Lament of a Child Killer by Deaf Euphoria. I'm going to link it right now.
I had to link it then.
And, all right, there you go. the guy, he's made about 3 videos. The first video that he made was a video called Gimmick. And I actually showed it at me and Jay's IndieVids panel last year. And I'm probably going to be showing the Lament of a Child Killer video at this year's panel. Venetian Snares, as you heard, is kind of a what would be
IDM.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. It's going to be classified as either IDM or, in some cases, kind of like really glitchy drum and bass type stuff. Just really kind of almost creepy sounding music in a way. And but in this video, he really, he uses an anime called Hitsuji no Uta, which I'm personally actually not that familiar with, but I got a very good idea of what it's like from this video, because it really shows
Or it might not even be that. It might just be he just did such a good job with the video.
I'm pretty sure it's projecting that type of. It could be. I'd probably like to talk to somebody who's actually seen it to confirm it, but. I'm guessing that probably is like what he's showing, but
most
regardless,
likely.
Regardless, he ends up creating like just this really kind of just creepy horror based atmosphere, and the whole flow of the vid is just really really cool, and it actually ended up winning a one of the VAT guest awards at AWA, and it was in the expo. Competition and actually got it from MC Wagner, the guy who actually runs the all the AWA stuff. He ended up really liking it a lot. What did he end up calling it? It was like the poetry of something or other. Hang on, it's on his the poetry of image award. That was what it was, and I think that that's a great way to personify this. It's just, I can't really explain what.
Well, okay,
I like
want to
so
give
much.
A background to it. If you guys were around a couple of years ago, there was this guy named David Violence.
Yeah, and
he made this. He was one of, I guess, the pioneers for this type of video of glitch editing video, where
it kind of really shifts
back and forth between like 3 to 5 frames or something, to like intelligent dance music, which this uses. It's basically what Brad explained it was. And he's actually friends with this guy, wasn't it, Brad?
Yeah.
And so he's kind of carrying that torch that...
And so is Matt Page.
I guess. So is Matt Page a little bit, but not nearly as much. Not in terms of glitch editing.
No. I'm talking about their friends. But yeah. But overall, definitely give this video a shot. This is one of my favorite new editors, and I really wish he'd edit some more. And this video really hasn't gotten that much recognition. And, so yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely recommend it too. And I just showed it to Subrunker right now, and I don't know what his thoughts on it are. I kind of had to lower the volume.
I really liked it. I really liked Trithel's Urban Suite video last year.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I've seen like pretty much all the David Violence videos as well. So I mean, I just haven't seen this in a while, but yeah, you should definitely check it out. It's nice.
All right, good video. All right. I don't know what Peele thinks, but
I haven't watched it, so.
He's like sitting. I guess no. I can see Peele sitting in the back there eating his croissant with ground beef inside it. A little bit of cheese, like He's like eating as we're talking about this stuff.
I haven't made one of those yet.
I know you're gonna eat one after the show.
No.
Oh yeah.
No. I knew it.
You know what he's gonna. I know what he's gonna eat. He's gonna eat one of those, and then he's gonna have a drumstick.
No, I don't eat drumsticks anymore.
What?
Yeah, I know.
With my friend? Who
I gave
are
up
you?
On him like 6 months ago.
What? Who are you?
Sorry.
Oh, he eats pie.
Oh, yeah. It's pie now.
Oh, God.
It's all about the pie.
Oh,
no
good.
Substitutes.
All right, fine.
All right.
Do you guys want to talk about AX for a little while?
Yeah, let's talk about conventions for a little bit here. Subrunker is going to be here for a while in Chicago, and he's actually going to be attending ASIN this year. He actually hasn't met most of the Midwestern or East Coast editors, and he's met Peele over here. Mm-hmm. And they're good buddies.
Unfortunately.
They're great buddies in bed.
Oh, we hate each other.
In the dark.
And
best of show.
And I think they're such good friends because they're complete opposites, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Score. All right,
oh, F and B.
Let's get away from that.
No. I have to show that to him, Brad, but...
No!
Don't. Wait!
That's fine.
Okay, well, he came all the way over here.
All right, that's fine. All right, go.
Anyways, we wanted to do a little ASIN-AX comparison here. Seeing that Peewolf has been to both, and Subrunker really hates AX. Yes, he does.
Yeah, I don't.
Hey,
so does everybody.
AX is in California, and ASIN is in Rosemont, Illinois, which is near Chicago. And
just say Chicago.
Whatever.
Matter.
Okay, Chicago. Big deal.
Yeah.
But didn't you have a little story about last year with a little concert that you went to?
Oh, yeah, okay. So, Peewolf here...
He's not listening.
Peewolf here waits with Daniel. You guys know him, D.W. Chang. I don't know if Mexican Jr. was also there.
Yeah,
but they waited in line pretty much all day just to get tickets to see Maya Sakamoto and then wait in line to go to the concert to see Maya Sakamoto. And I was not even planning to go because I didn't really care. But then I just had nothing to do during that time because everybody was going. So I just went up to one of my friends in the press, and he just handed me one of those VIP red tickets to the front. So I was actually the last person to get into the room with my red ticket. I just walked right up to the front center area, and I just stood there and like listened, but I didn't really care that much. Daniel was going crazy or something like that. He wanted to ask her to marry him or something.
He is in love with Maya Sakamoto. I mean, this is a serious thing that goes
is,
back.
Is it just her, or is it like the character from Escaflowne?
No, it's just her.
I think though, like one of the main reasons why he likes that character so much is because of Maya and her voice and.
That's probably
she's just
it.
So beautiful.
Well, I mean, he didn't know Maya until Escaflowne, right?
I don't think she was
popular at all before that.
That was her first major role,
okay.
I think.
And then he just like, oh, I love Escaflowne, and then started looking at Maya Sakamoto. I can just picture his bedroom filled with Maya Sakamoto photos and posters.
Oh, I also forgot that she wasn't signing autographs during that year, but... the people that won the Best of Show for the AMV contest, me and also
Fluxmeister.
We both got her signature on the full signature
chair.
I don't even. I actually sat in the chair too, like with the actual like signed part and backing and everything. I was like, oh, this is a nice chair.
I can feel Maya's handwriting on my back. Feels good. It
feels nice.
Wouldn't you like to feel that, Chang?
Chang. Too bad, you can't. What is Grace saying?
She's just getting angry. She's like, you're the jerks. Sorry.
No. Daniel did ask if I would like cut out the signature part and like give it to him. But no, the thing is, I don't know which one it is. So I mean, until I find out, he hasn't told me which one it would be. So I'm still waiting on that. So yeah, just let him know.
Oh yeah, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that guy who's doing the AX doc documentary?
No.
Who wanted your video?
Oh yeah, I did send it to him after like forgetting for a long time.
Apparently he got an interview with her though. He's putting on the DVD.
Wait, we got an interview with him?
No, he got an interview with Maya Sakamoto.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
he's like, I don't care. Yeah. I'm sure if you get one you can sell it to Chang for like $200.
I mean, that's kind of neat because like she was really people were restricting people from talking to her. Because they were afraid they would go crazy and
rape
like
and pillage.
And, yeah, basically they thought they would kidnap her or something.
Seriously, I mean,
I'm sure Chang would have if he had the chance.
Yeah, probably.
It was actually pretty crazy during the concert.
Yeah, during the concert, people were screaming profanities, and she was really scared.
Why were they screaming profanities?
They were screaming out like, I remember someone screamed out, "I want to do you." I remember that.
There's a lot of like,
yeah.
It seriously looked like she was about to like not perform at all.
She was really
she was
scared.
Like, just gonna leave. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Daniel has told me stories about like the first time he saw her live. I don't remember what con it was at, but I mean, he was saying that like even back then she was totally like freaked out. But it was like her first time in the States at all, and she was so scared by all these rabid fanboys.
I can imagine.
Himself included.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I guess we're gonna play some more music here, then we're gonna get on some more AMV reviews.
Yeah.
The next song is from Streisha, and after that it is from Angel X. For some reason, I think they're both J-pop
both
songs.
Both gonna be probably the same.
I know. So expect about 8 minutes of J-pop songs coming right at you. So here we go.
Coming right at you.
Oh, 声を聞いて悪い人は誰でもない、悪の波長のせいだわ。この世界には防げない、辛いこともあるけど、同じ時を生きてゆくの、今日もあなたと二人。子供の頃夢見たお茶目なヒロインはね、時に厳しく時に優しく、大事なものを守るの。正義か何か見失い迷うこともあるけど、微笑みは忘れない。
RDS Radio, feeling oh so silky smooth.
She's been it's like some really hot Thai dude prostitutes that have dicks.
RDS Radio.
You're watching gay porn.
You better fucking believe it.
I'm sorry. You gotta watch guys fuck each other.
We had like Foxy's.
And we're back.
Hey. Welcome to RDS Radio. I'm Boomer.
RDS Radio.
And you're listening to the Nudge.
What?
No, I'm doing the whole like stereotypical like morning radio DJ kind of thing.
I know,
like,
but the Nudge.
They have Boomer and the Nudge. Like, that's like such a typical like, you know, like morning like cheesy.
Eddie and Jobo.
Hey, but we need to have like, you know, like this little
like wake
stupid,
up music. Like,
we need to like have like sound effects and like we need to like say the time every 2 minutes and, you know.
Yeah.
And pause for station identification.
It is now 10:16 p.m.
Yeah.
Central Standard Time.
Standard Time, and the weather outside is whoa.
It's dark out there.
And we go to P-Wolf for traffic. P-Wolf?
All right, I got to make the helicopter noise.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Yeah.
AMVs.
Yeah, that's what we do here. AMVs, not traffic or weather. Who cares about that crap?
It's dark outside.
Look outside if you want to see the weather. Let's see. Should we go with this Fruba video that we just
saw? Yeah, let's do it.
Normally I don't like Fruits Basket videos. I don't really care for the show that much. And I'm sorry. I mean, girls like it. I don't. I'm sorry. I'm not a girl. I'm kind of gay. Not truly a girl though. But anyways, there's this one video called "Flawless" by Irindil 18. I don't know.
It's it
something like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, it references something. I don't know. Somebody said something. Anyway, it's a Yuki character profile. But I wouldn't really call it a Yuki character profile. It's a Yuki fashion show.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's set to some... I don't know. I guess you probably heard this song. I think it's a late 90s song. It was... yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Brad can sing it for you. It's some techno song that was probably most likely played at a runway modeling show type.
I haven't heard it in a while, but it is catchy as hell.
Yeah, it is. And
MJ wants me to do it again. There you go. No more.
And it was the guy's first video, and I must say it was pretty damn good for a first video. And
yeah,
actually, as just a regular video, it's pretty good. I mean, the editing isn't perfect. I mean, he uses some pretty cheesy box effects and all that stuff, but it works with the video.
Yeah, exactly.
It works with the video. It's got that cheesy techno runway model fashion show type.
I don't think any effects that he used were out of place at all.
Yeah, it worked very well, and he did some text effects too, and that was fine. I mean, the video itself isn't very synced perfectly or anything at all. It's just kind of flows. I guess he was really trying to really capture the Yuki character doing kind of like model type movement or something.
A little bit. Oh, well, that's just how he walks.
I mean,
all the time.
Again, he's got this kind of swagger to him. He's like, oh,
yeah,
he's so
saunters.
Cool. Everyone wants me, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Tosses his hair back. Ugh. But we were talking about the video and. As good as it is, I think it would have been better if he did more, instead of just Yuki, he could have done a bunch of other shoujo characters, or
Bishonen characters. I mean, like, had it been, it's a really good video, but I think it could have been a great video with a really solid original concept had, you know, put a bit more
effort into
I wouldn't say effort, just, you know, creativity and, you know, made it a multi-source thing, and you know, then he would have been able to draw from a lot of different, you know, poses and, you know, outfits, things like that, you know. It was a very good video, and I was very surprised, and I'm going to be keeping an eye on this editor.
Yeah, me
I don't,
too. Me too.
I don't know if it's a guy or a girl or not, but
I don't
either
know.
Way.
From the name, I thought it was a guy, but I guess from the video I can't really tell. I guess if he has some kind of Yuki fetish, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, well, from the editing, it seems like it would be a girl, but at the same time...
You never know.
you thought Bakadeshi was a girl for the longest time just because of
her... He's still a girl.
Just because of his videos.
He's totally a girl. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Thumbs up for me.
Yeah, thumbs up for me, too. And I just showed it to Subi. Any...
No, I liked it. I liked the idea quite a lot. I wish there was actually more stuff like this. It would actually do really, really well in a con audience. I say make something with a various tool just do really well.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
I think that's a thumbs up too.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah. So that's three thumbs up and one pee.
Jeez, Scott, why do you hate it? Why do you hate
it? I don't watch
video?
Videos.
Yeah, you're just a jerk.
A jerk.
Jeez. Alright, the next video, Go Dreams Take Flight. I didn't watch this video, so Brad, you can take this.
Well, this is a video that I was kind of looking for because it was a Laputa video, and Laputa is my favorite Ghibli movie, and it didn't actually get put up until, like, today, and not the best Laputa video I've ever seen, but... I mean, overall, it was cute. I mean, it was pretty much all straight cuts. The video quality was actually really, really good. I mean, not a whole lot I can say about it. It was basically just, you know, it was well-rounded. I would give it like a 3 out of 5, I guess. I didn't hate it.
So.
Yeah, probably not one I'm going to watch more than once or twice, but you know, it's worth a watch. It's by Oja Majo Lime Pie. It's alright.
It's a weird name. I don't know.
I was actually gonna get
that one, but
there
was no link for it, so
no, it's
or
it's
it
on
wasn't
now.
Uploaded yet, so
yeah.
Right,
I said,
yeah, it's on now.
Too lazy.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and play some more music here because I got a little bit more to go, and then we're gonna have a couple more reviews. The next songs we got are from No More J-Pop, so it is
yay.
The hell? Okay, actually, let's see. I don't know. One of them is supposed to be a radio promo. I don't know. But
oh,
one is from Infesto.
Oh God.
And then
yeah,
one
it.
Is
bad.
From Steak Slim, I think.
Yeah, it's.
I've totally lost where I was on the list here. So here we go.
I hear the phone ringing, yo, what up, Dunn?
What up, son? Sorry, boy, you sleeping?
Nah, just finished reading this ill-ass novel.
Not the one about the girl who left her family up in Kabul.
That's the one, that shit was sad, had me crying on the pages.
Yo, I read that motherfucker, had me sad as fuck for ages.
Yo, we should start a book club.
Yo, son, I hear you talking, how about Sunday afternoons, Friday after speed walking?
That's a date, but I know that ain't the reason for your calling.
No doubt, you're so observant, must have noticed I was stalling.
Yo, best friends gotta tell each other the secret.
I just came from Pam's work and she dipped my heart in shit.
Yo, what? That's Baskin Robbins.
Yo, you know the spot where you order frozen treats and they rip your heart apart.
Yo, I got what you need at the house. You cool to drive?
I'm pretty broken up. I might not make it there alive.
Don't talk like that. Now you're making me wanna cry.
Yo, it's cool, son. I'm fine. I'll be over there in 5.
Hey, yo, it's chill, but I'm heated. Now my heart stay cold. Now my heart stay cold. Now my heart stay cold. Hey, yo, it's chill, but I'm
yo, son, your house looks beautiful. Did you redecorate?
Nah, kid, the French lighting really opens up.
up the place.
Well, it feels so spacious.
It's an optical illusion.
You didn't knock down a wall.
Nah, son, it's light diffusion.
My girlfriend Pam and I were planning on doing some home remodeling.
Yeah, she borrowed all my copies of Better Homes and Gardening.
Yo, I mean ex-girlfriend, can't believe this shit is happening.
Yo, have this cup of tea.
Man, you'll never see those magazines. This tea is delicious. What you say it was?
Chamomile, motherfucker.
Is it caffeinated, cuz?
Nah, I'm trying to cut down.
Me and Pam were gonna do. Thought we'd always be a couple. Not the one, but the two.
No doubt, son. Even when I was in my abusive relationship, I would look to you and Pam and know that true love could exist.
Yo, for real, God, I never knew you felt like that.
No doubt, Dunny, I thought you were a perfect match.
Hey, yo, it's still when I'm heated, now my heart stay cold.
This red wine's got me feeling fucked up.
Watch out, Dunny, you just knocked some right out of my cup.
Oh, fuck, that's my bad, it's all over your slacks.
No doubt, son, I'm soaked from the front to the back.
Oh, shit, you're getting naked.
Course I am, bet. We gotta get these in the wash before the stain sets.
Oh, fuck, man, you just got wine all over my vest.
Yo, take your shirt off quick before it seeps down to your chest.
Yo, kid, we're both fuck naked. Are you uncomfortable?
Nah, kid, we're two grown men and we're both after sex.
Word up, son.
Hold on, yo, did you just hear something?
Goddamn, it's fucking Pam. She must have let herself in.
What up, Pam? How's it going? What an awkward situation.
Yo, if you didn't know better, this might look incriminating.
Yo, what wacky circumstances to lead all of this to happen?
Yo, just like on fucking Seinfeld or Curb Enthusiasm.
Those were both by Larry David.
No doubt, Dunny, that's true.
Wait, Pam, don't go. If you leave right now, we're through.
Yo, I'm sorry, son. Damn, what a tragic way to end.
The important thing now is that we're naked and we're friends.
Because sometimes Aaliyah X Aqua just isn't enough. We need Moon in there too. RDS Radio. Oh yeah.
I'm Patty G. And it's all good.
It's all good.
I'll pop a cap in your ass if you're in my neighborhood.
Nice neighborhood.
You ain't all that, my brother. What'd you say about my mother? I'm the bomb. This ain't no joke. It's gangsta foe.
He's the bomb, this ain't no joke, it's gangsta bull.
Yo, dog, check it out. My hoochie's fly.
His hoochie's fly.
Don't diss my boo.
What is a boo?
You'll end up like you know who.
Tupac, that's who.
Shout out to all my G's. What's up, peeps?
Cracker, please.
I'm dope, so take a toke of gangsta folk.
Big ass toke.
It's gangsta folk, we be chillin' out. Puffin' on the chronic till we all folked out. Hoes in the hot tub 24-7, homie, ain't no lie.
Nasty hoes.
I'm the baddest MC, my rhymes are fat. I cock my Glock, biatch.
True dad.
Throw schnizzle my izzle, dog, keep on playing.
We have no idea what he's saying.
I'm the bomb, this ain't no joke, it's gangsta folk.
Oh, he's the bomb, this ain't no joke, it's gangsta folk.
Peace out.
Picture this. One day, you're walking down the street, and off in the distance you see this fine girl. She walks the walk, perhaps even talks the talk. She has an ass so tight that you could bounce a quarter off of it to the moon in these short shorts, shorter than the shortest shorts you've ever seen in your life. You approach, wanting to grab a fine piece of that. But then you get too close, and she turns around, and it's not a girl at all, but Adam X. Hot damn. RDS Radio.
Hi, we're back.
Are we?
Yo. Yeah, we are. We're totally back.
Hi-yo. I don't want to be back.
Hi-yo.
Can we go back? Can we not be back? For all
Well, I did like that Gangsta Folk song.
Gangsta Folk. Let's play it again.
No, now I'm going to play it again. That's it. Sorry. You can clap for chlamydia next time.
No.
Let's see. What are we talking about?
You're reviewing AMVs.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I made Jed Zia Dex stay up because I said I was going to review her video. And I am. I'm going to do it right now.
No,
and
it's not.
Dude, shut up. Yeah, we're going to wait until the end of the show, so you have to stay up all night.
Hey, it gives her motivation to stay.
Well, she was either going to do that or have fun with her husband. But oh, really, that's going to take, gross. What, 42 seconds? Come on.
Married people shouldn't have sex, that's gross.
That's horrible, Brad.
Alright, fine. Let's just get it over with. Alright.
So anyways, we were talking about Maya Sakamoto earlier, actually.
Yeah.
And that happens to be the song that she used for her video called Dreamer, which was actually part of the Journal Junkies MEP.
JJ Mep.
The JJ Mep. And, okay, I know a lot of people don't like J-pop, but I actually happen to like some J-pop here and now.
No.
I'm sorry, I just do. I mean, fine. We give Chang a lot of flack for liking Maya Sakamoto a lot, but I actually kind of like her songs too. I'm sorry, okay? I'm kind of gay. It's just how it works. And,
You did cry at Full Moon.
Dude, I cried at Wreck, man. Come on.
Whoa.
But anyway.
You cried?
It's like Kevin didn't know this.
Beside the point. Actually, I like this video from the Journal Junkies MVP, and I was really glad that she made a full version of it. I don't think Brad didn't see this, so I'm reviewing this on my own.
I didn't watch the Journal Junkies MVP, but okay. I watched Jad's video.
Journal Junkies MVP, if you didn't know, we reviewed it a couple of weeks ago, was a multi-editor project where people took intro songs and then set them to different anime,
okay. And
it was all done within the little journal community inside AMV.org.
Oh, okay. Right.
And I didn't really give a positive review to that whole thing. But there were some standout videos, and I think this was one of them. I mean, not because it's totally amazing or anything. I just like...
Jeez,
maybe it's
man.
Because
Ouch.
It's my whole Maya Sakamoto fanboy coming out. No, it's not. But I do like the song, and I did like the combination that she did. And I think it flowed pretty well. I mean, there were some, like, piano bars that she did here and there that didn't really work out.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but overall,
jeez,
I think
man.
I really liked it. And
dude, he's tearing up.
I'm tearing up. I'm crying right now. It was set to pre-tier, and the opening song was, I guess, from Cardcaptor Sakura, ending song? I don't know. But I have heard
something
that song
like that
before.
Oh, it's Platina, right?
Yeah.
Or Platinum or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Platina. And I did like it. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up, and for anyone who likes a good kind of upbeat fun video, or it's not really fun, but just a good upbeat video.
It's cute.
It's cute video.
Yeah.
I would recommend it, and I would totally download it.
Okay. Well, I watched it as well, and it's actually one of the only all pre-tier AMVs that I've seen, so I thought that was kind of cool because Preacher is not a very popular series, but it's one that I watched, and it's not one of my favorite shows, but it's all right. My one kind of qualm with the video is that I thought it was too long. I mean, it was only like a minute. I'm sorry, like 4 minutes and like 15 seconds, something like that. I thought that she could have easily cut out about a minute from the middle of the song, because I like the ending and I like the beginning, but there was a lot of stuff in the middle that I thought really didn't add to the video, and if anything, kind of took away from it, because it kind of ends up feeling like it's dragging on a bit.
Mm.
Had she took out about a minute, yeah, MJ, I'm totally hitting. I think it could have been, you know, a really great, you know, cute preacher video. I still ended up liking it, but like I said, not
so unenthusiastic.
Not as much.
Thumbs up.
Exactly.
I'm giving it a regular thumbs up.
Okay. We have like three different values.
Yeah,
of
thumbs
up
and
down.
Thumbs down. If we're gonna get so into the so-so values at some point,
<Yeah.
laughs> it's gonna be like the star rating, I guess, or I don't know, whatever. Anyways, the last video that we reviewed.
Do you want to do the...
Well, we can do the classic one later. The last. They'll do that last. And the last video we reviewed is from Requiet.
Ah, everybody's favorite.
Everybody's favorite. I'm sure everybody loves him.
Mm-hmm. Like, wasn't he going to start a studio with Sammy at one point?
I don't know. I don't see it not happening, but whatever. This was called... I don't even know how to say this.
Zwight Existence.
Zwight Existence. You want to go ahead and review this, Brent?
Sure. Yeah. You can come in after me. I think we actually ended up talking a little bit about Rec last week, mm-hmm. and I mentioned that I am not a big fan of his videos. Normally, it's here comes MJ. Here comes MJ. Come. I don't need to like look at the screen anymore.
We hate that. We hate that guy. He's a jerk.
And
it's just kind of really weird. I mean, I'm weird, but he's weird on like, hey, I'm gonna kill you in the face type of weird.
I'm gonna stab you with knives, kind of.
You with knives or something. I don't know.
But I noticed that he used a Muse song, and so like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And he prefaced it by saying that the video was useless effects and shit.
But that's how he always prefaced all of his video.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, with some of his older videos, he got like really pretentious with it and is like, no, this is art and this is why you should.
Oh, he was just saying that to be like Beowulf.
I don't think so. But, you know, so I kind of went into it, you know, expecting it to be really effectsy. And it obviously, it really is very effectsy, but it's mostly just, like, distortion effects.
MG's always trying to make us start a fight here.
Seriously. But he actually has a really interesting storyline going up throughout the entire video. He makes this sort of pseudo love triangle thing with Shinji, Misato, and Asuka. Mm-hmm. But making it look like Asuka is dead. And it ends up, you know, creating like this really kind of psychological, interesting atmosphere, and that I really got into, and it goes along really well with the song. And yeah, that's what I got out of
it. What I got out of it, I thought it was very, it actually had a good flow to it.
Yeah.
As opposed to his other videos, which usually kind of just make you, like, seem like you're tripping out or something.
Like that Totoro video he made?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just messed up, usually, what he does.
Yeah.
And at least this one actually had a good flow and a good sync to it, and I really like that out of his videos. I think it seemed like he was more prepared with this video than all his other ones he was actually going to edit it. Like, he had a good idea of where he wanted to take it, as opposed to just, hey, let's just toss in this effect because it looks really cool.
Right.
But but I did like the video, so I would give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up for me as well.
And I showed it to Subi. I don't know what he thinks about it.
Actually, I liked it a lot. I haven't ever seen anything from Requiet, but I'm definitely going to check out some of his stuff, so I'll also give it a thumbs up.
All right.
All right, then.
That. Show with mostly
and
thumbs up.
And I haven't
up.
Seen it. So.
Yeah, and Pewolf has not seen anything.
I just don't download stuff. I'm a jerk.
Jerks do.
So far, we haven't really reviewed any bad videos.
I know. We could have, but we chose not to.
Yeah. We're being nice.
We'll do that in another show when we get a lot more listeners. Actually, we have a ton of listeners comparatively to what we usually get. We actually have 30. And,
wow, 30.
It's amazing, isn't it? Anyways, once we get used to this, maybe we'll start bashing videos again. I don't know. Well, I mean, I want to. I really, really want to.
There is one video that we both downloaded that I could definitely give a unenthusiastic thumbs down.
Which one?
The Love Hina.
Oh, the Love Hina one. Yeah, but we're not even going to mention that one. Right. It wasn't bad enough that you could just, you know.
I don't want to totally tear it apart.
I do. I totally want to tear something apart.
God. Fine.
Like if... No, not even going to say it. Well, right now we're going to play the last few songs. And let's see, we got one from FC, Metro, and the last one is from P-Wolf here. To open these last three songs, let's get your hands up and ready to clap for chlamydia. Here we go.
Nice segue.
Love you, baby, I adore you. Asen? Asen? RDS Radio. Asen?
This is an advert for RDS Radio. You'll want to listen up for RDS Radio. You know you love Coop and Atom X2 and sometimes P Wolf because he's so amazing. RDS Radio. 847.
Gave me the silent.
Hey, we're back! Hi!
Hey,
we're talking about people giving us silent treatments here.
And getting stabbed in the back by forks.
With forks.
Interesting.
And what?
And twisting the fork into your back.
Oh, yeah.
Into their back. You gotta have your eyes in the back of your head with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
Mexican Junior.
Yeah, we have Mexican Junior here. Hello. And he was just telling us a little story about the creator of the classic video for tonight, which is Lee Thompson. Lost Boy.
Lost Boy, yeah.
And about how Lee Thompson was in a restaurant with MJ and stabbed him in the back with a fork.
The fork.
And he twisted it into my back, and then he giggled as he did it. And then he spit in my ear.
Ew. Ew.
Dude, man.
Did he put his finger in there, too?
It's a little
like,
graphic.
What?
Yeah. And then he whispered in it that he had a master jacket, and I didn't, and where did I put it?
What a jerk.
That's what a jerk, man. Can't believe
did he give you a wet willy?
Pretty much.
Well, regardless of that fact, he did make the classic video for tonight, which is
Rhythm Animation.
Rhythm Animation. Yeah, everyone should know about this video. If you don't, I don't know where the hell you've been. But here's the link. Oh, you bastard. And I'll let Brad talk about this, because I honestly haven't seen this video in a few good years here. So.
Yeah, well, I admit I did have to re-download it and watch it, but I'm glad I did, because it reminded me of how much I liked it. I mean, obviously, this video came out many years ago. And
we were all little kids.
Just about all of the... just about all of the source that he ended up using was VHS source, so don't expect it to be, you know, perfect, you know, DVD quality, you know.
Well, you know, it should be.
Clean, you know, all, you know, whatever, scriptified and that kind of crap. I mean, it's pretty much all straight cuts, and I don't think there's any fades in there at all. I think it's just all straight cuts. But the reason why it's such a great video is because...
the whole movement into the whole, video concept?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically if...
Perpetual motion.
Hold on, I'm trying to...
wasn't it kind of like the first attempt at a kind of a 3D video, I guess?
I wouldn't go that far. That's kind of a stupid analogy, dude.
I don't know. Well,
to me,
was...
from what I remember of it, is when he kept using scenes where... it would kind of zoom into the video, or kind of motioning into the vanishing point or something.
A little bit. Yeah. Well, my analogy for it was, if there was an anime that had all of these different characters in it, this would be the intro to that anime. And, you know, you might say, oh, well, it's probably because he just used the intros as... but not really. I mean, I counted. He only used, like, maybe two or three
scenes. From
yeah. And the rest of it... is all, I did, actually.
Okay.
I mean, it's almost all just, you know, scenes that he was able to find, you know, where there's a lot of really cool motion, and he blended it all really well with the music.
Mm.
And it's just a really intense, fun, great video. And, I mean, I'm not really normally a fan of songs like this. I'm not, like, a big 2-mix fan.
You love Gundam.
Not really. Really not. But
I saw that picture of Hero and Duo on your wall there.
That doesn't count. I mean, they're just beautiful. I mean, it doesn't mean I like tunics. But but I mean, he made the song work perfectly with everything. I mean, from start to finish, it's just bam bam, he hits everything right. So yeah, great video.
Great.
Yeah, I gave that video a thumbs up too. I remember seeing it when I first started out, and even though it made me kind of sick, it was like being on a roller coaster, kind of watching it, and you're like, everything is zooming in and out and in and out. But it's really well made, especially for the time it was made in. But I actually have a really funny story about that video.
Aside from the fork
story. And this isn't a fork story either. Like,
Damn it.
It was like 4 years ago, I was in an AMV, an online AMV contest, like when I was first starting out. And in the contest, there were some really big names in that contest. People that before, you know, anybody knew who they were, like Carlos was in it, Zero Fight was in it, Lee Thompson was in it, and he had entered Rhythm Animation into it. And there was a video on there. It was like some generic Dragon Ball Z video that was getting all the votes. Somebody had rigged the voting on it. I think it was Zero Gravity Studios was running the contest. I don't know if
yeah, it was Zero Gravity Studios.
Yeah, so the guy that made that DBZ video was like winning the contest because somebody had rigged the voting. It was like online voting.
Yeah, it was really shitty voting.
Yeah. Oh, you were in it too.
Exactly.
Scott. I forgot. Scott was in it too. He had
P-Wolf was the one voting for the DBZ video.
His Juhas video was in it. Wasn't that? Was it that one?
Yeah. It was.
And I remember Scott had a note on his video entry saying, "You can't download my video. Hit me up on ICQ."
Exactly.
But anyway,
it was the only video you could download.
There was a message board that had been made to go with that AMV contest. And in the message board, Lee Thompson puts in there, "I can't believe my video is losing. It's like having the Mona Lisa sitting in a bathroom stall or something like that."
What?
That was his analogy for being in this contest with all these bad videos. I'm hanging the Mona Lisa in a bathroom stall, like a bathroom stall of some like real bad gas station or something. Gas station bathroom is what it said. And when I read that, I was like, oh my God, this guy must have such a high opinion of himself, but the video ended up being really good, so I had no rebuttal. I think I entered like my Gundam Wing Smashing Pumpkins video.
It wasn't
like,
Two Mix.
No, I didn't make that one. That was somebody else.
Oh, okay.
No, it was my Gundam Wing Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, you would have won if you entered your Asuka last.
And yeah, actually, you know what happened that contest? Big Dave. I don't know if any of you guys.
I
know
remember
him.
Big Dave.
He was my roommate at the time. So he spent all night after the Dragon Ball Z video was winning. He voted for my video, refreshed his cookies, for 8 straight hours.
Mm-hmm. What?
And my video ended up taking the lead, and then Scott got angry, too, on the message board. I remember him putting some bad stuff in there, too.
I never forgave him for it. That's why he's still asking me what the intro song is, right?
Pretty much, because I hate you. I've never liked you.
I hate you too.
When I saw you at AX, it took all my willpower not to punch you in the face.
Oh, damn! Jesus Christ, MJ.
He had a fork ready to stab you in the back.
But I don't hold a grudge or anything. I love you now, people.
But when he sees you again, then he'll punch you.
But when I see you again, all the bad memories come up, and then I just
the crying sad video.
I just want to throw a milkshake at your face.
What the hell?
But anyway, that's my Lee Thompson story.
Nice. All right. Good story. Well, speaking of him, he actually won Masters last year. And I actually haven't seen it been released.
No, he hasn't put it up yet.
So,
probably won't.
That sucks.
The Kermit the Frog video?
If you saw it, it was...
Yeah.
It was a good video. I don't know.
It was good. It was just really, like, sentimental and sweet. And that was why Matt...
Yeah, that's not why it won, though. No, it won because Lee Thompson was due to win Masters. That's how it works. The Technolized video that shared it, the Technolized video was probably the video that should have won Masters. I didn't like it either. But because Lee Thompson had not won Masters yet, he was due, they had to split it.
What about Brad DeMoss?
Brad DeMoss,
he's not due to win anything.
good call.
Well, that's actually we're gonna leave that for another show. When we done, we should have talked about Brad DeMoss.
MJ, if there was anybody else that was going after Masters as aggressively as Brad DeMoss was, who do you think?
Oh,
it
I
is?
Can tell you somebody else that was doing that.
I know who you're gonna say.
Who?
Who?
Say it.
You say it, and I'll tell you if I think that.
I don't know who it is.
No, I want to know who you think it is.
Carlos was like
absolutely.
That. at one point, all Carlos cared about was winning Masters.
Winning Masters. Oh my
he
God.
Didn't care about anything
Every
else.
Every year.
Every year, he would make some shitty video that he.
I bet he could not believe that his Trigun video didn't win.
Yeah, he was pretty upset. And this year, whenever they didn't show his video at all, and when Matt started saying how, well, you know, the winner this year was a really dark kind of creepy video, it had really dark music, Carlos was about to start standing up and
walking
towards
the podium. Oh my god, that would have been so hilarious!
He was looking at us like he couldn't believe he had won, and me and Flux and Wonka were like playing along like, oh my god, dude, you really did it, man. Congratulations, you're already congratulating him.
I can see that look, wide-eyed. Like,
and yeah, he had this wide-eyed look. His mouth was gaping wide open. His big-ass tongue was sticking out. He was about to get up and actually start walking down there. And then he realized it wasn't his video. And then he realized that they didn't even bother to show his video. You know, and he was devastated. And he hasn't made a video since. He has not made a video since.
That would have made my AWA experience had he.
Oh, you should have been there, man. He was going to be in tears, I swear to God. If we weren't all staring at him, waiting for him to cry, he would have. Because we were all waiting for it.
Well, maybe you should have just stuck that fork into him.
We were all waiting for teary-eyed Carlos, and it never came. He disappointed us. Yeah, he did that one. Do it again, Brad.
That's horrible. All right, well, anyways, I think we're done for the night.
Isn't it fun to talk like this?
Yeah. Thanks for everyone who tuned in tonight, and thanks for our in-house guest, Mr. Sue Brunker.
Who did nothing.
No, we'll see him. We'll see him again. You're fine, dude. You did some good reviews and stuff. And thanks for MJ for providing the mean entertainment that we always do.
Dude, can you come back next week and do this again?
Sure, why not?
MJ will always be here. He's RDS. And anyways,
I was RDS when RDS wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Before we had 30 members.
Yeah, 30 members.
God, wait till you see that new layout.
Just wait, man. Okay, anyways, and thanks to P-Wolf and Brad here again, and hope you guys tune in next week for another segment of RDS Radio.
The Boomer of the Nudge.
Bye.